From the Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God. Now here's the host of Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Leslie Curran.
And welcome in the Saviour's name to our first program here on Radio North. I'm Leslie Curran, and it's my privilege to host the broadcast as we Let the Bible Speak. This is a program where you'll hear good gospel music, bright singing, and faithful preaching of God's Word. The words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 5 really sum up our ministry. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. It's Christ's person that we exalt, and it's his finished work on the cross of Calvary that we proclaim. I hope that you'll become a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak, finding help and blessing for your soul, and then be desirous to make the program known to others, that they too may hear and be blessed. Remember that Let the Bible Speak is on air again tomorrow morning at 9:45, when our preacher will be the Reverend James Porter, and he'll be letting the Bible speak from John's Gospel chapter 3 and verse 16. For the remainder of the week, our preachers will be the Reverend Ian Brown and the Reverend Ivan Foster. So don't miss the program tomorrow, and do make a point of listening in each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:45. Right at the end of each of our broadcasts, we give the address to which you can write should you have any spiritual concerns or problems. We'll be glad to hear from you, and more than willing to give you help and guidance from the Word of God. Today, I'll be letting the Bible speak on real life from John's Gospel chapter 10 and verse 10, and the words, I am come that they might have life. But before the message, let's hear these words in song. Alan McGill sings, The Way of the Cross Leads Home.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home. Must needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I ever climb to the heights sublime, where the soul is at home with God, the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home.
Alan McGill. In the minds of many, real life is just having a good time, getting the most enjoyment possible from the things of this world, and that's thought of as life with a capital L. Yet, what is this life that's so highly prized? In the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 14, there's a question that's asked, what is your life? And the answer's given, it is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. It's really saying that this life is something that's fleeting, something that's very flimsy. It's Job who says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Solomon declared, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. But our text speaks of a life that's deserving of the name. Here is real life. The Savior says in John 10 and verse 10, "I am come that they might have life." This is life that commences in grace, and it's life that will be completed and perfected in glory. It can be emphatically called the life of God, and it's this life that the Lord Jesus is speaking of here in our text. As we consider these words for just a few moments today, I want you to notice that the Lord Jesus came to procure this life for us. What a blessing to have this life, this real life. It's a blessing that comes to us free, but it cost the Lord Jesus Christ everything. It cost him his life. And if we will have this life that he's speaking of, then we must realize that he came to procure it for us, and in doing so, he died. He died on the cross at Calvary. On one occasion the Savior said, "The bread which I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." He was the man of sorrows. We see him agonizing in the garden, and we hear him exclaiming on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why all this? Is he guilty of some sin? No, because in him was no sin. Yet he was esteemed stricken of God and afflicted. Why? Well, Isaiah chapter 53 gives us the answer. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. When he died on the cross at Calvary, he died to procure this life for us, because he died as our substitute. In other words, he took our place on the tree. He died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, that we might have this life. He says, "I am come that they might have life." Yes, he came to procure it for us by his life and death on the cross. But notice, he came to proclaim it to us. We can derive no benefit from the Lord Jesus unless we're depending on him. Put it another way, unless we're trusting in him, unless we're believing on him. But all this requires the knowledge of him, and therefore God says in his word, "By his knowledge shall his righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." Now it's true that we're justified, or we're counted as being righteous in God's sight, by faith, believing, by trusting. But how can we believe in him of whom we haven't heard? And how can we hear without a preacher? The Savior came and he preached peace. He said, "I am come, a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." He proclaimed the very nature of this life. Remember when he was speaking to a man called Nicodemus in John's Gospel chapter 3? He was telling this man about the need to be born again, about the second birth, about the new birth, and Nicodemus didn't understand. He said, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" He couldn't understand it. He thought it was a reference to a physical birth. But the Lord Jesus went on to say, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." He was proclaiming the nature of this life, that it's spiritual, not physical. He proclaimed the very source of this life. Recall the occasion when the Lord Jesus spoke to the 12 disciples and he asked the question, "Will ye also go away?" Because there were many disciples who walked no more with him. It was Peter who answered and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." So here we have a proclamation of the source of this life, and the source of this life is in God himself. He also proclaimed the certainty of this life, for the Bible says, "He that hath the Son hath life." In other words, those who are trusting in Jesus Christ, those who are believing on him, they have this life. He says, "I am come that they might have life." I wonder, have you got this life? Remember that the Bible is very clear in this point. The Scriptures teach us that by nature we are dead in trespasses and sins. When the first man Adam sinned against God's law, he died spiritually, and we all died in him. And if you're not saved today, then you don't have this spiritual life. Now, no one can get this life by themselves or of themselves. It's not something that's bestowed upon us if we go through some kind of a ceremony. It's not something that we obtain by human merit. This spiritual life, this life that Jesus Christ came to procure, this life that he came to proclaim, it's not the result of our working for it. For how can the dead work for life? Remember, the Bible says we are dead in trespasses and sins. This life that the Lord Jesus came to procure and proclaim, this life is a gift. And Jesus Christ himself paid for it when he shed his life's blood on the cross at Calvary. And its bestowal on any of us is the act of God. And the gospel preaches life, real life, in Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible tells us that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our text says, I am come that they might have life. Yes, he came to procure this life, and he came to proclaim this life to us. But I want you to notice in the third place that he came to produce this life in us. We're told in the scriptures that the Son, that's referring to Jesus Christ, the Son quickeneth whom he will. Now the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which makes us free from the law of sin and death. In other words, it is the Spirit of Christ who quickens those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Jesus Christ came that we might have life. He came to procure it for us as our priest. He came to proclaim it to us as our prophet. And he came to produce it in us by his Spirit as our King. For he has purchased this life by the shedding of his blood. If we could obtain this life without his coming, why did he need to come? If spiritual life could come to sinners apart from the cross, why was the Lord of glory crucified? Why the thorn-crowned brow and the bleeding wounds? If this life is obtained without the Holy Spirit, then to what end does he work in the heart? But how many neglect the Savior? How many reject him and compel him to say, ye will not come to me, that ye might have life? Will you not come to him today? Come and trust him. He says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Look to Jesus Christ and live. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church, coming to you from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:45. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.